These walls took hard labour and sweat to build. The great works which have come out of them are no different. With science, we don't only hear about the great discoveries, we also get to hear about the great experiments that led to them. But with the arts, this doesn't really happen. We don't get to see the work that works of art are made up of. My name's Ruth Abbott. I'm doing a PhD on the poet William Wordsworth. I'm not looking at what he published, I'm looking at his notebooks, which he used to work on a project that was meant to be his masterpiece. But it was never finished. Most of the poetry he wrote for it, even his most famous poem, The Prelude, was never published. So when he died, he felt his life's work to be a failure. It was left, as he described it, mid the wreck of is and was, things incomplete and purposes betrayed. By this point, he'd spent nearly 50 years obsessively rewriting and revising it. So if we look at the notebooks in which he did this, we can see the experiments, choices, and often failures of a great mind at work.
So you can see, there are times when Wordsworth is happy with what he's writing. Other times, clearly not so happy. You get individual words crossed out. He can discard whole passages, hours of writing just crossed through, thrown away, thrown in the fire. Occasionally, this is a burnt page. You get also, in the notebooks, you find little quotations from things that Wordsworth is reading as he's trying to think about what he's writing next. Here, for example, you've got a passage written out from a Robert Burns poem, and then underneath, Wordsworth starts drafting for his own poetry. So here, for example, this is Wordsworth's handwriting, starting up here. Here, his wife's handwriting. And she didn't only help him to write out the poetry, she also would contribute whole lines and make suggestions. There's another really funny example of collaboration here. Quite sad in a way. Coleridge, who's Wordsworth's best friend, sent him a copy of his published poems. Wordsworth just used it to write out his own poetry. Scribbles all over all the pages. So just to give you an idea, here are five different versions of the same passage of the same poem drafted over a period of 50 years.
I look at these notebooks and I can see how much material, how much labour, how many experiments go into the creation of even the most spontaneous seeming work. All human work, poems, physics experiments, paintings, designing a space shuttle, is the result of exploration and failure, sweat and refinement. And the further we can go to understanding how creativity actually happens, the better we can understand the creations themselves. Looking at this face, frozen in time, shows me nothing of the man who lived and changed. Now this is Wordsworth's room. When he lived here, he wrote about looking out of this window down onto the stony face of Newton's statue. And from my bedroom, I, on moonlight nights, could see right opposite, a few yards off, the antechapel where the statue stood of Newton with his prism and silent face. By the year of his death, he'd added an extra pair of lines. The marble index of a mind forever voyaging through strange seas of thought, alone. What we see in art can seem set in stone, but strange seas of thought lie beneath. By looking at notebooks, we can follow those voyages ourselves.